This Roto Report is brought to you by Absolute Zero Web Designs. If you're looking for a trusted partner to build you an awesome website, then call Jay Goodman at 330-721-4600 or check them out online at absolute0.net. The Cleveland Browns are making news with the approach they're taking to studying their players for the upcoming May 8th NFL draft. A lot is being said that, hey, the Browns are screwing this thing up, this new regime of Ray Farmer, Mike Pett, and Kyle Shanahan. They're not going to the pro days. They're not there in person to watch these guys work out during their pro days. They're sending scouts instead of the top brass. To me, I don't get it. I don't understand what the big deal is because the Browns are holding their private workouts. They pick fourth in that draft on May 8th. And for me, I think you learn more from a private workout than you do from the pro day workout. Here's why. The pro day workout is rehearsed. It's practiced. It's pre-planned. You've gone over it a number of times, the script and everything, because you want it to be perfect. You want to look great on your pro day. And you know what? To be perfectly honest with you, you should look great on your pro day if you've prepared for a week or 2 weeks or even a month for that pro day. I think the Browns get a better feel for an individual when they put them through what they want to see, when they put them through something that they're not prepared for, when they maybe throw them a curveball and put them in an uncomfortable position. I like the fact that that trio of Farmer, Pettin, and Shanahan are going out and testing the guys that they could draft on their terms. Derek Carr worked out for them on Monday. Yesterday, it was Blake Bortles, Teddy Bridgewater, Garoppolo, Savage, Wenning, Manziel. They're going to work them out in the coming days and weeks as well. I like the fact that they're going out with their private group of whoever needs to be there, whether it's an offensive or defensive player, and getting an opportunity to see the guys work out for them, to put them through what they want to see them execute. Maybe that's different than what they're doing at the pro days. I'm sure it is. And that way the Browns get private notes from their workouts as they watch the players perform the various drills that they have them do. And then they get the opportunity to sit down and go one-on-one with Derek Carr and Blake Bortles and talk X's and O's with them. Or when they talk to Teddy Bridgewater, ask him what went wrong in his pro day and get a feel for his personality and how he handles adversity. And they're going to do this with the guys they think are qualified to be picked at number four overall in the NFL draft. And then they'll do this with players that they think could be picked at 26 and 35. Remember, they've got three of the top 35 picks in this year's NFL draft. So for me, I have no problem whatsoever with the way general manager Ray Farmer is handling this to this point. I would like to see the Browns have more than maybe one scout at a pro day just to cover all the bases, if you will. But again, I put more into the private workouts than I do the pro day workouts. Now, when you look at the Browns' attack to the NFL draft, we don't know what it is. They're playing it close to the vest. They're not going to tip their hand. Do they go best player available? Or do they try and fill a need? Their biggest need, we all know that, it's quarterback. So at number four, are they going to go Bortles, Manziel, or Bridgewater and get the best player available then at 26? Or do they go best player available at four and maybe come back and get their quarterback at 26? Best player available at four. For me, here's how I have the top six players. I'll give you my top six players. Here's who I have ranked 1 through 6 on my board. Jadeveon Clowney, number one, the defensive end out of South Carolina. Sammy Watkins, the wide receiver out of Clemson at number two. Jake Matthews, the offensive tackle from Texas A&M, number three. Greg Robinson, the offensive tackle from Auburn, number four. Khalil Mack, outside linebacker, Buffalo, number five. And Blake Bortles, at number six, the quarterback out of Central Florida. That's my top six. So the Browns, I'm sure, are going to interview, privately work out, if not all of those guys, most of those guys, to get a better feel for what they want to do. I saw recently that the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam, the third, JH3, answered some questions. I think I saw it with the Mary Kay Cabot. I read it on Cleveland.com. And he said, you know what? He's going to leave it up to his guy. He's going to be involved, but he's going to leave it up to his guys to make the selection at number four with who they think is the best pick at number four. And Jimmy Haslam III also said, look, we've got plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. That's good. Because you never know what's going to happen with the teams in front of you as well as teams behind you maybe trading up in desperate need of a quarterback and leapfrogging you to try and get somebody. So the Browns have their work cut out for them. Yes, this is one of the most important drafts for them in the last 15, 16 years, however long it's been since they returned to the NFL in 1999. The Browns need to hit at least two home runs, in my opinion, out of those first three picks at 4, 26, and 35. And one of them, in my opinion, has to be the quarterback. They've got to find the quarterback moving forward. They've got to find a guy that they feel they can build the offense around. Brian Hoyer right now, stopgap, band-aid, bridge to the next quarterback. It's good to have that veteran. And with a guy like Blake Bortles, who is maybe not the most ready quarterback for the NFL right now compared to Bridgewater and Manziel, but a lot of people feel, and I'm one of those, that he has the most potential down the road of being the best of the bunch. It's good that you have a guy like Brian Hoyer here with the Browns, because if you do draft a Blake Bortles, there's no rush to start him right away. If Brian Hoyer is healthy, you let him quarterback, you let him teach Blake Bortles the system, you tutor Blake Bortles, and then when Bortles is ready, Aaron Rodgers, what? It was 3 years. You had Tom Brady, who waited behind Drew Bledsoe before he got his opportunity when Bledsoe went down with an injury. So you have Bortles waiting in the wings to eventually take over for Brian Hoyer. And I think if that's the way you want to do it, I have no problem with it. I don't feel the need for the Browns to draft a quarterback at four and play him right away, that you have to play him right away. I think the Browns have some options. They've got three of those first 35 picks. They could package a pick or two if they need to move back up. Let's say they don't take a quarterback at four, but they're afraid they're not going to get their guy at 26. Well, you can make some moves to get back. They have so many options in this upcoming draft. I think they're handling it the right way. I don't agree with a lot of people who are up in arms about the fact that they're not going to all these pro days where everybody and their mother are at these pro days watching these guys work out. I put more credence into what you did on film and then what you do in my private workout when I get you to do what I want you to do, not what you practiced for a month to do at your pro day. There's your Roto Report, and it was brought to you by the innovative minds in web designs at AbsoluteZero.net. Need a website built? Call today, 330-721-4600, and tell them the Roadman sent you. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.